what you do in the morning, or you
correct,
know,
correct.
Like davening,
it's going from your belief in your mind. Deyos.
Oh,
mamash, very good. Belief in your mind to the way we should condition our minds and hearts. Exactly.
To be successful in everything else.
Yeah. Taking care of the health. Today is going to be a big medical day. Okay. All right. Shalom.
Good morning, Rabbi. Morning.
Morning, Kayvon. Make sure the sound is up. Sound is up. I can see the machine. I can see Yaakov. We're all good. Oh, today is exciting. All right. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim of Rambam, Hilchos Deyos, Prakim Gimel, Dalid, and Hey. Beginning with Peirik Gimel. Peirik Gimel is the Peirik in which the Rambam tells us that a person may not live in the mode of Ratzui without it being balanced in with the mode of Shuv, or to use different words, that a person should not be a Parush. Peirik Shlishi has three halachas, beginning with Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, and this is in continuation to what we learned yesterday. Shem ayoymer adam. A person might come to say that hoyil v'hakino v'hataiva v'hakovid v'chayoytze behen, other not positive character traits. Derech ro'ahein, they are the wrong path. And as we learned in the previous chapter, umitzianas adam in ha'olam. And therefore, the solution will be efroish mehen b'yoyse, that I will separate myself from them a lot. And I will go to the opposite extreme. And let's just put this in context, even though the Rambam began telling us that the correct path is the path that's in the middle. But then the Rambam added that there is a concept called Midas HaChasidus. Midas HaChasidus means that you go a little bit more to the better direction. So if there is a concept to go a little bit more in the better direction, since there are certain character traits that are connected to one's involvement in the coarseness, in the chumriyazdik of Olam Haza, so maybe over here I should really go to the opposite direction. Meaning, shelo yoichal basar. I'm never going to eat meat. V'lo yishtayah, and I'll never drink wine. V'lo yiseish, I'll never marry a woman. V'lo yeshe bedinano, I'm not going to live in a nice home. V'lo yilbash v'malbushno, I'm never going to dress into nice clothing. Now, I have to cover myself. Oh, so I'll be in the middle, but like a chassid, a little bit off. I'm going to be dressed, but I'm going to wear hasak v'hatzemer akoshen. I'm going to wear sackcloth. I'm going to wear coarse wool. V'chayoytze behen. Kegoin, like those koyhanei oivde kechavim u'mazolois that came to that conclusion. Says that Rambam, gam zu derech ro'i. Not only are you not a chassid, but that's a derech ro'. And v'asur leilach bo. V'chal, when it comes to someone, let's use chassidish words, why would someone be only in the state of ratzon without being connected, without shuv? Either the positive way is, like we saw by the children of Aaron, because they see the sweetness of godliness, or it's because of the awesomeness of being removed, or because they're running away from this world. Now, if a person is in the mode of Ratzui because they see the beauty of God and of godliness, then it's easier for them to come back to Shuv, because the closer you get to God, if it's not selfish, but it's selfless, you're going to sense, like Hasidus says, that God wants for me to be involved in this world the way God wants me to be involved. That Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Leidira B'Tachtoinim. But if a person is running away from this world, he's going into the mode of Ratzui, not because he sees the greatness of God, but because he sees the folly and the coarseness of Olam Haza, then the Rambam has to be very strong. Well, the solution is not to run away from this world. And I'm a halach b'derech zu nikra choyta. Shaharei Yoimer, the Raya is that which we find in the portion of Nasai concerning a Nazir, where the Torah says, V'chiper all of Ma'asher Chata ala Nefesh. And even though, yeah, if you look at that verse in context, that verse is speaking about a Nazir who became defiled with Tumas Meis, That is the pshat of the chet. But Chazal understand that the whole concept of a nozit at times is a sinful concept. Omru chachamim, we find this in Masechtas Tainis, that oma in nozit, shulei perash elemen hayayin, when it is permitted. And he went beyond that. Sarech kapara, so for sure, hameneya atzmei mikol davar v'davar, the person completely lives in abstinence from all things. Allah has come of a comma that's considered a sinner. And lefikach tzivu chachamim shulei yimna adam atzmei, elo midivarem sheminu ato atayra bovad. The things that God told us to abstain from, good, let's keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. Plenty of things we may not do. But a person should not add to those prohibitions. And indeed, sages say, wasn't it enough, those things that the Torah already prohibited? No, hold on, before we continue, we got a problem. The Rambam and Bechlal Chazal, they write very positive things in other places about Nedarim. For example, Chazal say that Nedarim siyag laprishus. In other words, if I feel that I have a weakness in a certain area, then I have to know that for me, I have to put even a greater fence to stay further away from it. Says the Rebbe, perfect. Now you understand the location of Pedek Shlishi is not Pedek Rishon. In other words, in the beginning of one's Avodah, in the first chapter of the laws of character traits, when I'm just beginning on my path, I should be aware that there are certain things that I have to make a vow to keep away from. Because I know that for me, this will lead to that, which will lead to something that I am weak in. So once beginning of Avodah, there is a place to make Nedarim and Adavis, but after Nedarim and Shavuos, but after we learn Pedek Rishon and we learn Pedek Sheni, was once a person already understands that I have to be in the middle path, and then we already began to speak a little bit about the, even to be a chassid, to go lifnei mishuras hadin, there comes a point in one's Avodah that then not only don't you need the Nedarim because you graduated from it, but adarabah, making a neder is something sinful. Ubechlal hazeh, including in those who don't live on the right path, are elu shemesanim tamid, people that are constantly fasting. Einam b'derech toiva. V'asru chachamim sheyehei adam misagiv atzmai b'taynis. Now, the Rebbe points out to our great tzaddikim that we know, even though it's not the general path of the Baal Shem Tov, but to our great tzaddikim that did bring upon themselves certain sigufim, the Rebbe writes that they were such great tzaddikim that they had no tsar from it. It didn't put them in tsar, which is why they were not only were they allowed to do it, but on this level of a tzaddik, what the Rambam is speaking about to us. Don't be overly righteous. Don't be overly clever. Don't make yourself desolate. Don't be a parush, or to use it in a nicer way, ratzoi shuv halacha beis. Tzarech ha'adam sheyachavin liboy v'chol masav kulam leidas Hashem baruch hu bilvad. So now that we established that a person has to have a healthy involvement in the gashmias of this world, now that Amram writes, but make sure that that involvement is with the right intent. And lohoir, as the Rebbe points out, if you're going to focus both on halacha beis and halacha gimel, the Rebbe left this as an open-ended question, asking us to resolve it, that the Rambam is going to go back and forth from the words Leida, Yediyas Hashem, and Avodas Hashem. And there has to be a reason why the Rambam is going to change and go back and forth. You just be aware of it. Like the Rambam begins, a person has to Leida. A person has to know God in everything he does. In other words, we are involved in this world, but that's not an end. It should be a means to the greater end, which is through our involvement in Olam Hazeh, we're going to get to know God even more. And as the Rambam explains, when a person is involved in business dealings, if a person is working to make a salary, the goal is not just to gather money. You're doing that in order for you to provide for also your physical needs, which is from eating, you have to eat, you have to drink, the yeshiva's bias, unesiyas isha. And furthermore, not only are you working in order to be able to do what we just mentioned, but why are you eating and drinking? Why are you married? Why do you have a home? Only Right? The Rambam is not saying don't experience hana'ah. The Rambam is not speaking here to a tzaddik. The Rambam is saying it should not be solely for that. If you're going to only eat it because of your pleasure, then you're going to end up only eating sweets, right? Yaakov Nash, the evil kadeli hanois, which is not healthy and not correct. Elo yosem alibay, that you're eating and drinking kadei lahavrois gufay bevarabovad. You're eating to be healthy. That's the purpose. And therefore, if that's the purpose, if you are mindful of that, is lafika chloyechol kol shachech v'savu. You're not going to eat everything that your palate desires, like a dog or like a donkey. Elo yechol devarim hamayilum leguf. You're going to eat that which is beneficial for the body, whether it's bitter, whether it's sweet. You won't eat things that are detrimental to the body, even if they are sweet to the palate. Case said, for example, me cham, if a person has a warm constitution, a person is not going to eat meat or have honey. He's not going to drink wine. That eating a lot of honey is not good. Rambam already makes it clear from the pasuk. He's not speaking about complete abstinence, but he's speaking about moderation, limiting it. A person is going to drink endive juice, even though it's bitter, right? Because as the people that have a warm liver constitution, right, are going to benefit from this endive juice. For the person to be healthy, for the person to be whole. This is the way God made us. We have to eat and drink. So we're not going to abstain, but our involvement will always be mindful of the goal, the purpose, and the purpose is to be healthy. And similarly, when a person is engaged in physical intimacy, both at times it makes the body healthy, and in order to preserve human race. And therefore, that's going to be the general buses, the base, the kavana, the purpose. As actually we're going to learn in the next chapter, or even if it's not healthy at this moment, but if the purpose is to preserve human race, then will the person engage in physical intimacy. And final halacha gimel, hamanig atzmai al pi arafua, person who accustoms himself to live according to the rules of medicine. Im sam aliboy, shehiu kol gufay ve'evad of shleimim bilvad. Even this, don't stop over here. Okay, I'm doing this to stay healthy. Is that the end all? That's also not the end all. If the only kavana will be just to have a healthy body, or when we spoke about a person wanting to preserve human race, there has to be a greater kavana beyond that as well. If it's only going to be v'shiyalei banam oisim malachtei v'amelam l'tzorchei, well, it's good to have kids, because like this, when I get old, my kids will work for me. No, that's also not derech toiv. Elo yosim aliboy, sheyehei gufei shalom v'chazek. Why do we want to be healthy and strong? Kidei shetia nafshe yeshara. Guys, look at the word again, just to be aware of the Rambam's going back and forth. L'das es Hashem. In order for me to be able to have a greater amount of da'as. And das, as we know in Chassidus, isn't just knowledge of, but it's connection with. Because she'ef she'yavin v'yistakel b'chachmois, it's impossible for a person to understand, nor to become knowledgeable in wisdoms, when the person then is ra'i, when the person is starving, or if the person, God forbid, is ill, or even if only one of one's limbs hurt. That's it. It takes away your koyach of da'as. So the yosim aliboy also, if a person has in mind that he should have a child, not for the child to be in service of me, for me to marry, that my child should be in service of God. That's gavalt. So the nimtza, no, it's beautiful. You're not a parish. You are involved in moderation, in physical activities, but it's always for a greater purpose. Like he wrote two steps, to be healthy. Why do you want to be healthy? In order to be in greater service of God. L'odas es Hashem. The nimtza, ha-mahalach, b'derech zu kol yomav. Look at him, see, not oivid. Not yodeya, you see? Here, oive das Hashem tamid. Meaning, afilo b'shoshim, noisim and noisim, even while you're engaged in business, even while a person is engaged in physical intimacy. The kneisha machshachtoi b'koil, the overarching purpose of it all, is k'dei sheyimtza tzerachav ad sheyia gufei shalom. Here, see, Shmuley, not yodeya, avoida. La'avoy das Hashem. And furthermore, even while the person is sleeping, now remember the sleeping for the next chapter. Im Yoshein, remember the sleeping for two chapters. Today's Perek Hey will be a problem with the sleeping, but even when you're sleeping, Im Yoshein Lodas, if you're sleeping with the intent, because you want to rest your mind, you want to rest your body. Why? Kadesh Lo Yechla, in order for you not to get ill. And if you'll be ill, you won't be able to avoid Es Hashem, Bohu Chayla. Ah, so you're doing it to stay healthy, to serve God. Even your sleeping is avoid Es Hashem. Nimsei Sheina Shaloi avoid Lamakim Baruchu. Wow. The Rebbe spoke a lot about why did God make us in a way that we need to sleep. You know, there is a growth that's step to step. Then you have this concept of a Yeshma Ayim. But every now and then, God gives us the koyach to really jump by exponentially. And that is represented by sleep. In other words, tomorrow is going to have to be better than today. Today is better than yesterday. But it's not just one step better than yesterday. The sleep breaks the old. That's why Hashem made in the Teva that we should sleep. That it's like we died. Yesterday is finished. Now is a whole new day. This is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that the whole Masecha Yil Hashem Shamayim. And as Shlomo HaMelech says in his Chachma, and when we know him in all of our ways, then God will straighten our paths. That in Chassidus we learn a lot about these two psukim. There's a lot of nuance. Kol Masecha Yil Hashem Shamayim is a lower level than Bechol Derechecha De'eyu, the Ein Kan Amakim, but that at least explains why the Rambam here is quoting sources. B'chura, you should quote first Tanakh and then quote Mishnayos. The Rambam goes in the opposite order. First he quotes from Pirkei Avos. Then he quotes from Shlomo HaMelech. Why? Because the Kol Masecha Yil Hashem Shamayim means that you're still, it's you, but it's L'Shem Shamayim. Bechol Derechecha De'eyu means that it's taka your derech, but your derech is already knowledge of God. Okay. Chavra, we're moving on to Perek Revi. Perek Revi is going to be a fascinating chapter. This is the chapter in Rambam that speaks about refuah. Not refuah sanefesh, which comes first, which came first, right? We're speaking about refuah saguf. When we make a mishaberech, what do we say? Refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf. I know when the guf is broken, it's immediate. But to say that is that if the nefesh is healthy, your guf won't get ill. But if the guf got ill, we have to remedy the body. Now, a quick intro, which is extremely important. The Rambam put this not in a sefer of refuah, the Rambam put it in a sefer of Torah, in a sefer of halachas. Torah is nitzchi. When it comes to the refuah that we have in Shas, we learned them many times, and we spoke out already at Takana from the Kadmonim that we're not allowed to even practice them, because we might have not understood them properly. And there's a Tosfos and many other Rishonim subscribe to something that's called Nishtanu HaTeva. Nishtanu HaTeva means that the Torah is eternal, but the Torah was addressing one type of human being. And for that type of human being, then that refuah forever would work. But as time went on, some parts of our nature changed. So therefore, these are not applicable to us. So the big kasha is, why did the Rambam incorporate this over here when many things that Rambam writes, according to many, won't necessarily be applicable now to you, to me, to our bodies? And the Rebbe has a phenomenal answer. And this is the Nakuda, that we are mirroring a higher reality. So there's the Adam, the human being of Olam Hazah Gashmi. There's an Adam of the world of Yetzirah. There's an Adam of the world of Briah. There's Adam HaElyon. All of these refuahs are literal, but if you know how to understand what they mean in the higher reality, that's also a halacha. That for the Adam in the world of Yetzirah, the medicines, as they are in the world of Yetzirah, will work. For the supernal man, these refuahs work today. When we're not in Golos and the physical world is perfectly mirroring the spiritual world, that is when this man is going to perfectly mirror the source. And these refuahs, ba'olam hazeh, which would mirror the source, and they would even remedy the physical person over here. Galus also means that there's a distortion, that we're not perfectly mirroring the higher reality, which is why that could be, there's a concept in Torah of Nishtanu HaTevin. But even now, how these halachas are applicable in the higher olam as they work right now. And therefore, the Rebbe Shita is that learning about these halachas since Torah's Nitzchi, not eating these remedies, but learning about them, will bring about the refuah into the supernal man, and that will trickle its way down, and it will bring your refuah over here.
Is this also part of the Masorah, or this is?
This is part of the has to be part of the Masorah, because it's any part of Torah that's Nitzchi is Torah. Torah Semes, Perek Revi. Perek Revi has 23 halachas, and let us get moving. Says Rambam halacha Aleph. Hoyil beheyois haguf bari v'shalim midarchei Hashem hu. The Rebbe has a phenomenal diuk. The Rebbe can say this. There is a mistake over here in the print. It has to be either Hoyil beheyois haguf bari v'shalim midarchei avoidas Hashem. Or going back to what we pointed out, that the Rambam in the last chapter went from Avoida, went to Yediya, or Hoyel Beheyois Haguf Bari B'Sholem Medarkei Yediyas Hashem. What's written here, the Rambam did not write. You can't say that Hoyel Behaguf Bari B'Sholem Medarkei Hashem. God doesn't have a body, doesn't have a body type. It's not about the Oibishtim. It's about our, either we're focusing on our Avoida to God, or it's our ability to have better Yediyas Hashem. And as we spoke out, and if you're going to word the Yediyah, it's going to align more with the next word, right? When the Rambam speaks about Yavin and Yeda. While the person is ill. Oh, so again, reframing the context, this is not just to be healthy, but this is to be healthy in order to properly have Avoida Hashem. And in order to have a greater level of Yediyah Hashem, therefore, stay away from that which hurts your body. And then the positive, and engage in that which makes you healthy. Do activities, engage in activities which affords your body to become even stronger. Guys, if we just keep to the end of Si'if, of Halacha Aleph, Dayenu, if we were Zoycha just to have this, listen to what the Rambam writes, Yaakov. These are the klalim in keeping healthy. Only eat when you're hungry. Not comfort food. Be aware. When you're hungry, eat. Only drink when you're thirsty. Listen to your body. Very few people do this. Number two, don't hold back if you have to relieve yourself. Today, this is something that people keep properly in a positive way because we have bathrooms everywhere. The times of Chazal, there were no, before the plumbing, people, mamash, spent a lot of time holding themselves in. Even one rega, right, what do we have? We have stories in Chazal that Amoroyim were giving shiurim in middle of their shiur, the Amoida, the teacher, urinated. At kedei kach. Now about the Talmidim, they formed a circle around him, facing the other way, to provide him tznius. You understand? And he urinated right there and then. That's how important it is. You have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. You're in school, raising the hand, don't raise your hand. Just go to the bathroom. Oh, the teacher is here, I'll have a word with me later. Ella calls mach, it's sarach lahashtin. The moment you have to urinate, or the moment you have to lahasech hasaraglov, it's a sneezdika way of saying, you know, go relieving your bowels, yamoid miyad, right away do that. I'm telling you, this is it. You do that, you're already 20 steps ahead. Base. Another detail. Don't eat until you're full. The big mistake. Eat only until you are 3/4 full. How do you know if you're 3/4 or if you're 80%? I don't know. But that's the approximation.
3/4 is no dessert.
No. The dessert is dessert. Dessert is halik. I don't know. It's not
3/4. 3/4 of the meal.
Sorry. Can't take it. Anyway. Now, don't drink water during the meal. He's not speaking about soda. He's only speaking about water. I mean, don't drink. Only a little bit, and it should be diluted with wine. Wine during a meal is very good for digestion. Once the food begins to be digested in your intestines, now you should know that the Gemara, if you remember, mentions that, how do you know whether the food, first of all, there's manim for that, in kanamakim, like, until when can you bench the 72 minutes? That's when it's fully digested. But there's simanim the Gemara gives is that when a person, after they eat, they feel more thirst. And the feeling of thirst that you have after you finish a meal, which goes on for a while, it's like the night of Yom Kippur. Everyone, they come to shul, everyone ate and you're thirsty. That's because when your body is in the middle of digesting the food, it wants water. That's a simon to know that you're middle. Once your body digested the food, you won't have that type of thirst. Just a simon. The Amud Ramam doesn't mention it here. So one, when the food begins to digest in your intestines, then drink. No, it's don't drink while you're eating, drink later. Sarach means listen to your body. Drink and become mindful. Okay, is my body asking for more water or not? Never drink too much. Even after the food was digested. Today you walk around, people have these 5-gallon things. I'm hydrating myself. They should listen to the Rambam. And at least, again, there's a concept called Neshtanu Hativ. But we're learning Beruchnias, and this itself will bring all of us to the floor on it. Never begin eating until you really look at your body to find out whether there's an urge to go to the bathroom. We're going to learn later, many times in the day, a person before starting a certain activity, they should stop and think, do I need to go to the bathroom? Because we are wired in a way that we might have to, we're not even aware of it. When a yid is learning Torah, you're not going to notice that you have to go to the bathroom. Unless you'll make an effort. A person should not eat until prior to eating. A person should walk in order to make the body temperature rise. Or he should do some type of work, which is a physical nature. Or exert yourself in some other way. What do we mean? A person should engage one's body. Call yoim baboiker and exert yourself every morning. What? How much should you work? Atsheyaschil gufei lochem, to create a sweat. In other words, break a sweat. And by the way, right then, don't eat. Then wait. Veyishkoit ma'at, calm down. Atshetesiashav nashi, until you regain composure, and then you should eat. Veim rochatz b'chamin achashiyaga, and if you're going to take a hot bath today, shower. After you worked out, even better. And don't eat. No, it's work out. Take a shower.
In the morning.
And then wait. That wait till you get your composure. After you took a bath or shower, and then eat. When a person eats, sit in your place. I want to say something. Not only sit, I think there's something in your place. Now, many people already were still, even in the times of the Rambam, going back to the way we used to eat over there, but at Shina, the Rambam calls Babylonia Shina, they would lean to the left, they would lean on carpets. The point is, don't walk while you're eating. Don't ride today in a car, basically, the car is bumping. Certainly don't exert yourself. In other words, don't do any activity that's exerting your body, because eating, digestion takes a lot of koyach. Don't overload your body. If you're eating, that's the only thing your body is doing. And only begin doing that until you digested your food. Whoever takes a stroll right after they eat, or even worse, not you're taking a walk, but your yoga, you're exerting yourself. And he's a navy, a lot of money, a person is bringing on himself. Day and night, esrim ba'arba shoyts. Says Rambam, it's enough. Lishoyin shlishin. It's enough to sleep a third. What's a third of 24? 8 hours. Rambam doesn't say you have to sleep 8 hours. He's saying
not more.
He's saying not more. L'chayde, he's saying not more. I know the Rebbe wrote to many people, and the Rebbe was quoting other. That's 7 hours. 7 hours is enough sleep for the composition that we are right now. But okay, sleep 8. The point is not more. And when the yuba soifa laila. Now you see here that the Rambam, right, is not following the Derech of Kabbalah, which emphasizes the importance of sleeping dafka right after you daven maariv, after it gets dark, to wake up midnight. And there, they're not even focusing on the amount of sleep, because in summer, these people that live al pi Kabbalah, they're going to sleep 2 hours. Then they'll nap later. The Rambam wants you to sleep dafka later, because he wants you to wait many hours after you eat supper before you go to sleep, and then sleep 8 hours. You go to sleep in a way that you can sleep 8 hours right before sunrise. And so, right? In other words, the goal is to daven Shema sunrise. So get to 8 hours. And on the other hand, we don't want to go to sleep right after we eat. So therefore, delay it as much as you could, but as long Avodas Hashem comes first, that you go to sleep, that after sleeping 8 hours, you can wake up and read the Shema with sunrise. Halacha Lo yishan adam lo yalpanav, a person should not sleep face down. Lo yal arpay nor with on their back, which means face up. Ella al sidei, only on their side. Betchilas halayla. Now the reason for that is because a person could get more sexually aroused both on the back and on the front. Now when you sleep on the side, there's pratim to that also. Betchilas halayla atzad smoil. Go to sleep on your left side. People that are nervous at left side, they'll be every minute they'll be on another side. People that are calm, because they followed Vester Chilchas Deis Perik Sheni, they got into moderation. So then go to sleep on your left side, and then at the end of the night you should sleep on your right side. I can say Al Pi Kabbalah, it makes a lot of sense because the first half of the night is Gevura, right? After Chatzos we transform over to Chesed Terachim. V'lo Yishan Somuch L'Achila. Here, don't sleep right after you eat. What's right after you eat? Elayamtin Achar Achila K'Mishalosh Oy Arba Shoyis. Wait 3 or 4 hours after you eat. And then the Rambam concludes, V'lo Yishan Bayoyim. A lot was written on that. Many of the earlier commentators on the Rambam say, when the Rambam says, V'lo Yishan Bayoyim, he's speaking about the main sleep. He's not negating napping. Many people understood from me, don't sleep ever. The Rambam is not. The Rambam was speaking about how to sleep 8 hours. No, it's don't sleep your 8 hours during the day. That's what the Rambam means. Or, V'lashan Halacha, don't make a Shinas Keva Bayoyim. The Rambam is not speaking about a nap, which is a whole different topic. I know that the Rebbe told many people, again, I know Nishtano Hativim, to sleep a little bit during the day. And everyone is different. The Rebbe had Ruach HaKodesh. The Rebbe knows some people sleeping during the day, they won't sleep at night. Some people, it's a force on nefesh to sleep a little bit during the day. The Rambam is not speaking about nap. Okay.
Switch from left to right. Wait a second, right?
Well, who's doing that? You're middle of sleeping.
I'm saying some people are more comfortable on the right.
Let's
start on the left.
Very good. Okay. Baiter. Halachava. Dvarim. Next. Dvarim hamishal shalim es b'nei ha'ma'ayim. All laxative foods are good. Kegoin. What makes a person's bowels loose? Anavim. All right. Grapes. Te'enim. Figs. Tusim are different types of berries. Ba'agosim are pears. Abatichim are melons. Umini hakishim. Certain types of cucumbers. Or in Yiddish, pickles. Umini milafafanois. Certain types of zucchini, oichol oisam ha'adam batchila, that should be eaten first prior to eating the main meal. V'lo ya'arvim im ha'masam, don't eat them together with. Right, today you buy a steak and they put on the side with the zucchini. No. First, have the entree. And wait a little bit. Until when? Achi yetsu mibetan ha'elyon, until it goes down from the top stomach. But you have to be very mindful of what's going on inside your body. And then v'oichol mazoyim. And then the reverse of the bottom, Shema Amsam is Bnei Ma'ayim, foods that are constipating, like limonium, pomegranates, uperishim, are quince, the tabuchim and apples, the kurs, toy moilin, certain types of pears, oichol, oisam, tekev, lamazoinoi, if you're going to eat them immediately after you ate and not a lot of it. As we'll see, the Rambam is not a big fan of eating fruit at all, as I'll speak out. Halacha zay, kashir, to adam lechol, psar oif. If you're going to eat two types of meat, one from chicken and from animal, the rule is always menakal elakovit. Just like beruchnius and avodas Hashem, b'chayil al choyil, right? You go like we learned in the last chapter. First, the level of masechel Hashem shemayim, and then the level, the higher level of v'chol derechacha de'ev. First, eat the oif, and then eat behem. If you're going to eat eggs and fowl and chicken, eat first the eggs. If you're going to eat besar behema dako, even here, and besar behema gasa, what's easier for the body? The behema dako, the little shepsula. Oichel batchila besar dako, lo oilom yagdim adam dover akal, lo ma'achar akavit. Halacha ches. The time, the temperature has a lot to do with the type of diet you should keep. It's not always, depends on the time of the year. When it's hot outside in the summer, then you can eat colder foods. And don't eat spicy foods. And yes, during the chama, summer, have vinegar. However, in the moisak shamim, dear, don't eat cold foods. You know, it's balanced. If it's cold outside, eat warm foods and eat more spices. Spices warm up the body. Even you can even eat a little bit of mustard, whatever chiltis is. Once you don't know the meaning of the word in English, just leave it back in the lashon. Halacha test. Yesh macholos shem roim biyoset ad mo'id, and therefore v'roi lo adam shulei lo achlam lo oilam. Guys, listen to this. Kedoyim. Hadogim hagdoilim hamaluchim hayishanim. Big, old, salted fish. Number two, gvina, cheese. But the old cheese, the ones that stink up the whole room. Huh? Blue cheese. The hakamei v'hapitris, the Rambam is not a fan, not of truffles, nor of mushrooms. The Rambam considers them to be unhealthy. And or v'habasar hamaliyah hayashan, old salted meat. Just to know, they salted it to preserve it. V'yayin megitoi, fresh wine. And v'tavshul shashat shanada v'rechoi, any cooked food that is already not fresh. What's not fresh? You smell a little bit off. Don't eat that. Chinko machal sherechoi ra, or any food. Not only a tafshon, any food, shereichai ra, or if it's very bitter, harei elu laguf k'may sam hamavas. It's like poison, mortal poison. Now, the yesh macholois, see, the Rambam is all in moderation. You know, there are certain foods that are terrible. Then there are foods that are not as bad, and they could be eaten a little bit. Sheim roim aval enim k'may harishreinim lo roya. L'fikach roi lo adam shalalech mehem ela ma'at. And take a break between one of that food and to the next. And therefore, certainly don't eat them constantly with your mezoinas. What are those? Those are big fish. You should know many chazals about the greatness of little fish. So the contrary, big fish are not good. And the Rambam holds that gevina v'cholov, cheese or milk, that is already after 24 hours from when the cow was milked. Meat from any large animals, even large oxen, or large he goats, and vahapul, certain type of bean, for adoshim and lentils, vahasafir and chickpeas. Wow. The lechem soirim, barley bread, the lechem matzois, matzah, vakruv and leeks. I'm sorry. Kruv is cabbage. Ve'achotzer and leeks. Ve'absalom and onions. Ashum and garlic. Ve'chardol and mustard. Ve'atzonoin and radishes. Kol elo macholom roim hay. It's amazing how you find in the Gemara, like garlic. Face the Gemara. What the Gemara says, how many refuos it brings. Garlic. The Rambam is saying garlic is not good. And therefore, not good means not as bad as what we had before. Not never eat it, but eat it less. And ideally, better in the winter than in the summer. They're not better. Don't eat them at all. Then he says, and squash, there you can eat a little bit the opposite. That's the food that you can eat dafka in the summer. Now we're going from the worst, second worst, the third worst, is going in that seder. Oif hamayim, waterfowl, ubnei yoina, young pigeons, small pigeons, v'hatamarim, and dates, v'lechem koli b'shemen, bread roasted in oil, v'lechem shenilish b'shemen, or if you have the flour that was kneaded in oil, v'asoyles shenipu oisei kol tzarcha, if you took all of the bran out of the flour, it's pure white flour, achel nisharaba reyach mursam, if there's no bran left, that's not that great. Bahatsir, fish brine. Bahamurias, pickled fish oil. This ain't roi laharbis machalasel. Now, for Adam, shu chacham, so he knows. Chacham means he knows what's healthy. And then you have to have the discipline, right? Right? Gibor b'midoisav. Here, b'midoisav means just because it's in front of you doesn't mean you have to eat it. Bekoivish yasitzroi. And a person who got into the habit of lo yimashach achat tavasi, he won't only eat that which he desires. He won't eat it at all. In other words, the Rambam is saying, again, everyone is different. Some people, you can't tell them never eat it. They like it. So eat less of it. If you are a bigger chacham, you have more discipline, don't eat it at all. Unless the doctor told you, you need to have that food. That's a person that's called a giboy. Halacha yudalof. Lo'oylam yibna adam atzmei mepedos ilanis. Keep away from fruits. How many children would benefit to know this halacha to tell their mothers, I'm a chayef, only mommy, Kenish, the Rambam says.
I'm going to get problems.
Right, the Torah says, yeah, honor your parents, but to keep Shabbos. The Torah says, but to snack, yeah, nash, yeah, but that's a different parash. Don't eat a lot of them, even if they're dry. If they're moist, but if you're having your food before they are ripe, that's... swords. You're piercing your body with a cheriv. And v'chein acharuvim, carob is always bad. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dois lived on carobs. Shem b'yichoi, 13 years. Chol ha'peres achamutzim, royim, all pickled fruits are not good. Now, hata'enim figs, v'anovim, v'ashkedim, here they accept figs, grapes, and almonds are always good, whether they're moist, whether they're dry, and you can eat your fill from them. However, still, don't constantly eat them. They're the best of all of the pre-oilanos, but the Rambam is a bigger fan to eat lechem and basar. We learned basar should be based from a smaller animal. Lechem should be from chitim, not from soidim. Halacha yudbeis. Hadvash v'hayayin, honey and wine, ra lektanim. So we spoke about seasons. Now we're speaking about people, size. How big are you? If you're young, they're not good. When you're old, they're very good for you. Mitamol, everyone wants to be old for the yain. Kol shchein yimaisak shamim. V'tzarech odom lechol yimaisak chama. You have to eat during summer. Only 2/3, understand, of what you eat yimaisak sham. The body needs more food in winter to keep, you know, to you're fueling the body, to keep it warm. Yud gimel. Lo'oylem yishtadol odom shei meyav rafen. A person should make an effort to make sure that his bowels are loose. Kol yomav. He should always be tending slightly towards having diarrhea. That's the best. V'zer klal gadol b'refuah. If a person, God forbid, is completely constipated, or even if they're not completely constipated, but now, since it's so important to make sure that the person's body is properly relieving itself, so what foods are good to bring if a person has some constipation? So if a person is younger, every morning, meluchim, we're speaking about cress, shalukim, well-cooked cress, mitubalam basham and zayis, that are soaked in olive oil, ube murias, or pickled with fish oil, uba melech, and salted, but without bread. Or the person should drink mei shelek. When you cook certain vegetables a lot, so then the waters are filled with those nutrients. From what? Either you're going to cook spinach or cabbage. And again, you're going to add into that well-cooked veggie, shemen zayis, umurias, umelech. And if the person is older or old, then a person should drink honey that's mixed with water, hot water, in the morning. And a person should wait 4 hours and only then eat his meal. Now, Yase Kain, Chevra, I know that I have over here, Yoim Echad, Oy Shloisha, Oy Arba, and it doesn't fit. Right? One day, it should be 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. So there's another Girsa here that says, Yoim Achad Yoim. And then the Rambam writes, 3 or 4 days will be enough. You get it? I don't know what girsa do you have over here. Same thing. Before. Okay. In other words, when he says babayker, he means to say for a few days. How many days until your body becomes loosens up? Im sarach lekach at sheir po meyav. Yeah.
And when it says young man, does it mean is it like
really what's a young man? We are all young men.
Not eight. Is it also including women or?
Sure. Good doubt.
Rabbi, are you sipping honey water or coffee?
I'm having coffee. Coffee is the biggest refuah. it doesn't even have to be written.
In Brazil.
Good. Another rule. So rule number one, he says, is make sure that the bowels are loose. Rule number two is chevra kolz mancha adam mis'amel, as long as one exercises and v'yogeya harbe and exerts himself a lot. The anus of Aya, and he doesn't eat until he's stuffed and his bowels are loose. This is like a sahakol. Ein choyli ba'olav. This person will not suffer sickness. The koy choy mischazik, he will actually grow in his strength. And even if he eats, macholus
aroyim. Is this
halacha?
Like if somebody doesn't follow this, he's going to
If a person behaves in a way that he weakens his body, he's not on the Darchei Hashem. That's the whole point of learning this. Halacha Tezvah. Whoever sits idle. We're talking about a guy who doesn't work out. The Eina Misabel doesn't exercise. Or if a person doesn't care about holding his bodily needs in when he has to relieve himself. Oh, Misha may have caution, or if a person is constipated, even if that person is going to eat the best foods and he's going to take care of himself concerning all else, Kol yom of yom achoivim. He'll be filled with pain. And his koyach will get weak. Vachila gasa, overeating is having poison. Overeating is poison. This idea, never eat until you're full. Eat until you're three quarters full. For who iker l'chol achaloyim. Roy v'chaloyim shabayim al adam. Einom elo. Either the foods were bad, or because you ate good foods, but you ate too much. Oy mepnei shum amali bitnei v'oichal achila gasa afilo ma'amachol ma'atoiv. I was a yid with a bulging stomach. V'chulei. Oy sheshloim ha'amah b'chachmasoi. Shoymer pivol u'shoynoi. Shoymer mitzore esnafshoi. So gavaldik. So shoymer pivol u'shoynoi. When people read it, they think that Shlomo HaMelech is only speaking about not to speak bad things, which is also part of the verse. But part of guarding your mouth is don't eat that much. Gavaldik. Shoymer pivol echol ma'achol ra. Don't eat bad foods. Don't eat too much. And don't speak negatively. So just like we appreciate today, thank God, at least in theory, the importance of not speaking Lashon Hara, as we'll have later, a whole chapter in the Rambam. Take care. Don't eat too much. Now we're moving on to bathing. Halacha tazayin. Derech harachitza. The proper manner of bathing. Ishi yikones. Now guys, understand that back then was very unlike a shower today. Bathing then means you went into a location and you sweated a lot. It was like going into a hot schwitz. And that's something that's very healthy, but it takes a lot of out of your body. So here that I'm right, that yikones adam lamerchatz meshiva yom meshiva, once a week. The type of bath with a schwitz, once a week. And lo yikones samach lachila, don't go right after you ate. Don't go when you're hungry already. Only when you are far away enough from the meal that the food already began to be digested. You bathe in hot water. How hot? So there's different levels. Here, she'ena guf nichba behem. Not a scalding water, but your head, even hotter. Now, the Rambam writes the words, wash your head, b'chanim sh'aguf nichba behem. The Rambam, chas v'shalom, is not saying burn your skull. The water that you put on your head should be even hotter than the water you put on your body. Then, this is the Seder, body, head, then soak in water that is already lukewarm, no, lesser temperature, then go into a body of water that even is cooler. You understand, you go from hot to cooler to cooler to cooler. Until you end up sitting in cold water, but cold water should never be put over your head. Not only never cold water, not even lukewarm water over the head, very hot water. People think they go into the schwitz today and they go then into the freezing bath. Gesunta hate. First of all, don't jump from minakotza lakotza. It's gradual. And never under, don't put your head under the water if it's a freezing cold bath. And that cold should never be during the winter. Bathe, right? Only when should you go in there? First, break a sweat. Then get massaged. Life is good. Then go into the bath. Well, now, once you're in there, don't linger too much. In other words, sitting in the bath itself brings about a sweat. In other words, once you're schwitzing over there, genug, shalom, yishtate, v'yetze, rinse yourself off, and arois. Oh boy, now, bathroom. So make sure, being that you're engaged in that, that takes a while, so prior to going to the merchatz, don't urinate in the pool. So try it. Oh boy, dek atzmai koidim shikonis lamerchatz, v'achakach, shiyetze. Prior and post. Shema yehei tzarech l'nekavav. Now, v'chein, prior to eating, look at your body. Become mindful. Do I have to go to the bathroom? After you eat, make it that bedika. Prior to engaging in be'ila. Afterwards. Prior to working out. After working out. Prior to sleep. And after sleep. No, the Rambam was healthy. Many people are mahadir here. They wake up many times during the sleep. Ubishir hakoil. If you want to count how many times during the day a person is going to think, do they have to go to the bathroom or not? It's 10 times.
We said you're supposed to wash your head first and then your body.
I know that. I'm saying I'm learning the Rambam. Could be shukim for some reason that Rambam wrote it in that order, but could be you put the very hot water on your head. By the time it goes on your body, it's already not that hot. Correct. Because we know in Shulchan Aruch, the head before the body and the right before the left. The Rambam doesn't mention this over here explicitly. After you leave the bathhouse, you should put on your clothing, and you should cover your head in the outer room in order for you not to go outdoors. A cold wind should not come upon you. Be careful from a ruach kara. And not only that, in other words, get dressed prior to going outside. Prior to eating, even going out of the bathhouse, rest a little bit until the body is cooling off, and then eat. If you manage to go to sleep after that, then amerchatz before eating, that's very good. Learning about a lot of mitzvahs over here. Don't drink very cold water after you leave the bathhouse. Not to drink in the bathhouse. If you're very thirsty and you can't hold yourself back, so then mix the water with honey or with wine or with honey and then drink it. Do they do it today in the Schwitz in here? I don't think so. We should have a Rambam Schwitz advertised. And if you're going to smear yourself with oil, we're escaping with the oil, with olive oil, ooh, that's very good. Learn Gemara is about the amazing of oil. The way they tipped the waiters then was they would smear the waiter's head with oil. That was the try that today. Yutches. Layargal adam lahakis dam tamit. A person, the Rambam is not a big fan of bloodletting. Don't constantly bloodlet. They used to take blood. It used to be a therapy. Layakis only bloodlet if you really need it. Layakis, and even when you really need it, ideally don't do it during the hot time of the summer, nor during the cold time of the winter, only do it in the two halves of the year, right? Nisan and Tishrei, where it's like in between seasons. And after you're 50, never bloodlet. Don't bloodlet and take this type of bath on the same day because they both take out your koyach. It's too much. Don't bloodlet and then right away go on a trip. Guys, the trips then, they used to go walk, just to make that clear. So it took a lot of koyach. I'm not saying that trips today don't, but it's different halachas for trips today. We'll speak on other people in a moment. Don't bloodlet on the day that you came back from a trip. And also, don't eat as much. Again, eating and the body digesting the food takes up a lot of koyach. So eat a little bit less. Rest on the day of bloodletting. Don't even take a shpatzir. Halacha yutes. Says that Rambam, shichva zera, semen. The zera, he koya haguf, it's the strength of the body. It's actually v'chayv, it's one's life force. And it is umoyr hoinaim, it is the light of our eyes. And v'chol zman shetetzei b'yoysim, the greater the emission of sperm, the more haguf kala, the body gets damaged, v'koychei chola, right, and your strength becomes weakened, v'chayv oivzun, and the person is actually losing one's lifespan. And who shall Omer Shlomo v'chachmasai? Al titein lam nashim chelech. Kol ha-shatu b'be'ila. You know what happens? Zikna koifetzes olav. Old age, mitamol springs on the person. V'koichoi toshish, and he becomes depleted. His koich becomes depleted. The ain of case, and his eyesight becomes weakened. V'reyach ranoidu mipiv, and a bad odor comes out of his mouth and from under his armpits. And usa'ar roishoi, and the hair of his head, and v'gabois einov, and the hair for what we call the eyebrows, and v'rmisi einov, and the eyelashes, they fall. Usa'ar zekonoi, but in contrast, the hair of the beard and the hair of the underarm and the hair of the legs, ooh, they grow a lot. Sheen of neuflois, the teeth fall out. And many other illnesses come to a person. And on that, the chachmi, I'll read from say, listen to this lashon. Echad me'alav, meis b'shar chaloyim. One out of 1,000 dies from other illnesses. Now, what would be the remaining number? 999. The Rambam doesn't say 999. The whole 1,000. And even the one who thinks he died from other illnesses, and lefikach tzarech ha'adam lizor b'davar zeh. You have to be careful. If you want to live a good life, v'lo yivoil ela, now the Rambam is writing, when is it healthy or a mitzvah? Guys, be'ilas mitzvah, the night of the wedding, night of the mikvah, Friday night, that's different. But we're speaking about other than that, ela kishiyimsa gufay body b'chazik b'yoyz, until you know that your body is very healthy. And not only that, it's actually, there are times that it's at a four to engage in physical intimacy, which is when that the person is having erections. And he's not thinking about the topic. That means even when he's masiyah chatzme l'davar acher, even when he's distracting himself, but he's still, he has an erection. That's a simon that he needs that release. And he's also going to feel a certain heaviness from his loins downwards. He's going to feel as if his beitzim are being stretched. His flesh is going to be warm. That person, for medicinal reasons. Now, when the person is having that act of physical intimacy, more details. A person should not have this act, not when he's fully full after a meal, not when he's hungry. Right, similar to we learned when a person goes into a merchas. And here again, we spoke about being mindful of needing to relieve yourself. Another detail, not when you're standing, not when you're sitting. Not on the Beis HaMerchatz. Not on the day you're going to go to the Beis HaMerchatz. Not on the day you're going to bloodlet. Not on the day that you're going to go out to a trip. Not on the day that you're going to return from the trip. Not even a day prior, not even a day post. Now we know there's another Chazal, Chayiv Adam Lifkoitis Ishtoi. Man should be intimate with his wife when he's going out to a trip. So this is all reconciled, and it has to do with how exerting is the trip. Halachically, today that people travel, they don't walk by foot, it's less exerting. So the application of this is not that relevant. But when people travel by foot, imagine you're going on a two-week walk. Then you have to save your koyach, not only not beyoim, not even the day before. So chayv adam lifkoit es ishtoi will be 3 days before, 2 days before. Halachah says Rambam, kol hamanik atzmei bedrachim elo shayirin. Whoever conducts themselves in the ways that we just showed. The Rebbe Nafabrengin once said that halacha chaf, this is a big chiddush of the Rebbe, is not only referring to this chapter. That this statement, kol hamanig atzmei bedrachim elu shayirinu, is referring from the beginning of Yad HaHazak until now. The Rebbe is of the opinion that as much as we're learning this chapter about refuas haguf, but you can't have refuas haguf real, the way that Rambam is guaranteeing it, without having Dasas Hashem, without having Avas Hashem, without having Yiras Hashem. In other words, all of the klalim that we are learning in Yisraida HaTorah, and we're taking care of the Das, we're taking care of the Moichin, we're taking care of the Midos, the good character traits, and the body that, Ani audibly, I guarantee him, She'enu Balo Dechoyli Kol Yom, he'll never get ill. But Rambam is a guarantor. At Sheyaskin Harbe, he'll get very old, then he won't get ill. Then just like that, he'll move over to the next world, Viyamos. And he won't need a doctor, Gavaldik. The year Gufay Shalom, this person's body will remain intact. For I mean, I'll buri call Yamav. Unless the person, the person was born with a certain illness, or a person was living a lifestyle that's very unhealthy for a very long amount of time, so they did a damage to the body. Or if there's a drought in the world, or if there's a plague in the world, then the Rambam is no longer an olive. Now, halacha chafal, very important. This is mamish what we had in the beginning of Hilchos Deis. That a person who's not ill, but if b'choyli ha-nefesh, they should go to a certain path. And if they're off the path, just go back to the path. But if a person is already completely beyond, then they have to have a roifa to give them a therapy. The Rambam writes it here also. This is only for the person who's generally healthy. Right? So you have to tweak your behavior. If someone is ill, or if someone is even only one of the limbs are ill, there are other therapies that you have to follow. And each one according to your illness, as is explained in Sefer Arafus, which the Rambam is not writing here. Then the Rambam writes in Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam writes a big statement. In other words, a person should get into a certain habit, a certain cycle. The change of that cycle, either if we did it on purpose, brings about an illness. They change the clock, brings about illnesses. Or if a person notices that there's a change in one's rhythm, that's the body telling you, oops, something is off. So now that the Rambam established that if someone is ill, they should go to a doctor. So the Rambam now has to write halacha chav beis, that if you live in a place where there is no doctor, echad habari ve'echad acholah ein roi losus mikol adrachim elu shenu perik zeh. Then even the ill person, I don't have a doctor, then I should follow chapter dalit. No, ideally, I should go to a roifa. But even if I don't have a roifa, just do what we learned above. Shekol echad mehem la'achris toiv maybe. It always will have a beneficial result, even if it won't heal this particular illness. Now says that I'm the final halacha that kol yishayim ba'asara devar ma'elu. If a city doesn't have the following 10, ein talmud chacham roshoy lada b'toich. And look at the first one, roifei. And the second one, and the Rambam made it clear that he's not the biggest fan of bloodletting, but at times it was necessary. But Uman, look at the Seder, Beis HaMerchatz, a latrine, Beis HaKisei, Esh, now comes water. Umayim etzuyim. K'goy nor umayim. Now comes the Beis HaKnesses. Then comes a teacher, school teacher. Malamet Tanoikas. Lavod is a scribe. The Gabay Tzedakah. Who Beis Din Makin v'choyvshin. Give up.
Tax collector?
Huh?
Tax collector.
Doesn't? No, not a tax collector. No, not a tzedakah collector. No, no, no. A city that makes sure that there's someone who sees to it what are the needs, who is able to help and administers it. Chevre? There's a reason for the order. This whole concept of, you know, Ruchnis and Gashmis, Gashmis and Ruchnis. Here they say that it's Gashmis and then Ruchnis. Okay, Chevra, the final chapter today, Perik Hamishi, just to make it clear, in contrast to Perik Shishi, that God willing, we're going to learn tomorrow, is that this chapter is exclusively for Talmidei Chacham. Many things we are learning over here is not for the common person. And that's going to resolve a lot of questions. Okay. The Nakuda will be that someone who's a Chacham, I mean, someone whose Das is connected to God, just like we began in today's first chapter, Habeid Gimel, that don't have Ratzi without Shuv, don't be a Parush. Now we're going to word this in a different way, but the same concept, that one's connection to God in one's mind and heart may not remain only in one mind and heart. The greater of a connection you have in your mind and your heart must manifest in your behavior. Perek Hamishi has 13 halachas. Let's get moving. Svikas halacha Aleph. Says that Rambam Kshem Shachacham Nikabe Chachmasi Ubede Yosef, meaning for who moved all behem Yishar Ha'am, so he reached a level superior to the others, may not remain there. Right? That's nice. That's Ratzui. What about the Shuv? And the Shuv has to be commensurate to the Ratzui. Kach Tzorech Sheyehe Nikad B'Masov. And the Rambam gives 10 examples. The Rebbe says, corresponding to the 10 spheres. B'Macholoi, number 2, B'Mashkeyu. Mashkeo doesn't mean water, it means the way he drinks wine. Number 3, ubibi ilasai. Number 4, basiyas tzerachav. Number 5, bidiburai. 6, bihiluchai. Zain bimalbushai. 8, ubechil kol devarav. Wow. This business dealings, ubimasoi, and ubimatonai. Kasha, everyone asks, the Rebbe asks, he says, what about bishina? We spoke out 2 chapters ago, that Amam spoke about that you should, that the sleep is avodas Hashem. Why doesn't the Rebbe mention sleep? The Rebbe gave once a suggestion, because during your sleep, you can't do anything to sleep like a Talmud Chacham. It's going to be a result of your efforts that you're doing while you are awake. Here he's speaking about the moments in one's physical activities where you have to make sure that you are actively involved in making it a more elevated type of activity. And there are different standards. And the greater the Chacham, the higher the standard. Ketzah, Talmud Chacham lo yir gargaron. He should not be a gluten. Elo oichel maichel aroyu lahavreis gufay. Velo yoichel mimenu achila gasa. Velo yir roidef lamalis bitnoi ke elu shemismalu mimaichel omishma acha tipach kereisa. Now again, people ask, isn't that for everyone? The Rambam wants the Dafka bring this mashal beyond everyone. Right, there was that area where, you know, don't always eat that food. Eat less of it. Yeah, you should eat none of it. Higher standard of behavior. The aleim of furish bekabala, that people who are only eating the shame, the eating, how disgusting it is. God says, I'm going to spread excrement on your faces. On who are we talking about? Every day is a party, not a holy party. They are the ones that say, eat and drink now because tomorrow we're dying. That's called Michael Harashoyim. And the Shulchan is Elu, Heim Shigina Akasa Lo Amen, Ki Kol Shulchan is Maluki, and Soya Beli Makayim. There's no room where Beli Makayim means that God is not there. Hamakim. Aval Achacham Eino Eichol Ela Tapshal Echad Yishnayim Achacham. Right, he's even more moderate. He eats only 1 or 2 cooked foods, and he only eats enough as he needs, just the amount that the body needs to live. Husha Amar Shleim Tzadik Eichol only L'soy V'Nafshe. Halacha Beis. Kishachacham Eichol Ma'at. Even the little that the Chacham eats, this is again, this is a perek for Chachamim, not for everyone. Only eat it on your table, in your house. Don't eat it b'chanus. Chanus doesn't mean a store. You know what chanus means? Chanus even means a restaurant, a coffee shop. It means even an area that's designated for eating, but it's out there in the public. Don't eat there. Certainly don't eat in the market. Why? Now the commentators ask, not eating bashuk. The Gemara says in Kedushin that ho'echel bashuk doimel lekelef. Doimel lekelef is not a statement only for Chachamim. It must mean that when Chazal said for everyone don't eat in the market, that's called achilas kevel. Achilas arai, another person, a Chacham, not even achilas arai. Never eat with unlearned people. Or on people that whose kavan of eating is stam to eat and to drink, to make merry. Don't eat out. Don't eat when many people are gathered. Even if you're going to eat on another person's table, only do that if it's a su'udas mitzvah. And the Rambam even limits this. Not every Su'udas Eidus and Venusuyan is something you should partake in. But who? Shiyat Talmud Chacham, that's marrying a Bas Talmud Chacham. And even more, B'Hatzadikim, B'Hasidim Arishoinim, Loi Ochlu Mesu'uda, they never ate food that they didn't pay for. Where do we find this in the Gemara? Pinchas Ben Yoyin. Remember that whole story in the beginning of Chulin? Right, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's memoirs, that Alter Rebbe's father, Rav Baruch, never ate food that he didn't pay for. Even from his father-in-law. That's a good eitzah if you're not, you don't want to eat with your in-laws. You only, but they'll tell you pay and come over. Halacha give them. When a chacham is going to drink wine, he's only drinking it because it helps you digest your food. And the chol ha-mishtaken, whoever gets drunk, umeguna, and you know what's going to be unique to a Talmud chacham? You're going to lose your wisdom. Also, you created God forbid a chilul Hashem. Another rule: the asur lishtos yayin batzoraim. Don't drink wine in the afternoon, even a little bit. Only if it's including, if it's part of your meal. And again, because eating during the meal will never make you drunk. It's not going to intoxicate you. And the eino nizarim, what we are telling people to refrain from, is wine that people drink after they ate. Never do that in the afternoon. Halacha dal. Afal pi sheishtos shalad muteres leitamid during the times that she's not a nida. Nevertheless, roi lilu tamud chacham. Shiyanik atzma bekedusha, meaning v'lo yiyamatzel letzelish like a tarnagol. Tarnagolim are always busy. Ella melei l'shabbos l'melei l'shabbos im yesh baikoyach. And furthermore, uchshahu mesaper ima, when he speaks to her as one has to prior to engaging in a physical relation, lo yisaper b'tchilas alayla. Don't begin this conversation in the beginning of the night when the person is satiated and his stomach is full. As we learned in the previous chapter, this is for all. It's not healthy. When he's hungry, there's an inyan to have a be'ila right after midnight. Don't be very lightheaded. Even beinoy lebeino, as it says, kabbalah means neviim or esther. Now what? The pasuk in Amos. They're going to remind everyone his conversations. Even asicha kalo shubein adam leishloi. In the context of, he's going to have a be'ila. You have to first engage in conversation. If it was not needed, asid litan ala asadim. Now, v'lo yiyu shneim, lo yishikoidim, v'lo yatzlanim, v'lo yatzbanim. And not only, both of them may not be in that state, not even one of them. And she may not be sleeping. And v'lo yenes oisa. A man should never coerce his wife, force himself on her, meaning she's not interested. V'hiyan eroitza. And when they are in the spirit of Simcha, then Yisaper, he should converse the Yisachek Ma'at, right? Ima, Kedesha Tesyashev Nafsha, for her to be more relaxed. The Yivo, Bebusha, Veleba Azlus, and then the Yifresh Miyat. Says the Rama Malochehe, that Kol Anoid Minagzeh, Loi Dayosh Kiddish Nafsha Vitiyan Atzmoi Vitikin the Yosav, that's not only beneficial or an expression of his refinement. But this also, as we learned in Tanya Perek Beis, right, the levushim that the parents create has to do with our kavan. Eloshim hoyele banim, they're going to be both physically beautiful and they're going to have midos, which are beautiful, focusing on baishanim, because the act was done with greater busha, ru'uyim lachachmo, and even greater techasidus. V'chalanoig b'menage sharo'am, ha'oichle machoyshech, that will already affect that their children will be just like them. Yulei banim kama yoysa'am. Halachavav. They conduct themselves not with sneus, which is a din for everyone, but they have exceptional modesty, which means loy yizbazu, they should never demean themselves. They should never go uncovered. not their head, not their bodies. Afilu b'shoshi konis lebeis akisei, they have to be very tsunua, and they should only remove their garments, the undergarments, while they are sitting down. Another extra amount of modesty. When they are wiping themselves, don't use your right hand, as Chazal tell us, because you use your right hand to put on tefillin, which would mean that a lefty, which puts tefillin on the right hand, getting accustomed not to wipe oneself with the left hand. The Yisrachek Mikol Adam, when a person relieves oneself, it should be done with modesty away from other people. Again, today we have bathrooms with doors. It's our whole Gan Eden world. Then it's out there. The Ikon is Cheder Lefnim Cheder. If ideally, go into a room within a room. Ma'ara Lefnim Min Ma'ara, and only then V'nifnem. The Im Nifna Chayri HaGeder, you're going behind the fence. You're not inside a room and go far away. Yisrachek Kedei, even though no one sees you because you're behind the fence. You don't want people to hear you. If the person is breaking wind. And if you're going in the valley, in other words, there's no fence, nothing obstructing, then you have to go far away. At how far? And not as far that no one can see you, but no one can see you uncovered. They can see an image of a person, but they can't see the details. Now, while the person is relieving oneself, don't speak while a person is relieving oneself. Guys, we're very careful with this. I'm sorry. Thank you. Correct. Don't talk. Even by Laila. Because it's not only about the visual, it's about the audio. Ideally, we can train our bodies when to relieve itself in the morning, meaning early in the morning, before people wake up. Or in the evening, when it's already dark, that already helps, because then you won't have to go that further away. Halacha Zayin. Until now, we were speaking about private, right? Now we're going on to public. That while you are, when you're learning, when you're teaching, don't shout like animals or wilde chayes. Don't raise your voice. Ella dibure should be gently with all people. But when you speak gently, what's the opposite midaram? You can speak in a very, very arrogant people. They speak in a very condescending way. That also is not good. So don't speak softly, but talking down to the person. Yisrachik doesn't mean physically. Yisrachik means don't make yourself completely above the other. Until you will appear like those who speak, the haughty people, that they talk down to everyone. Next. Umagdim shalom l'chol adam. Greet everyone first. Kedei shetehei ruchan noicheh menu. For them to be pleased with you. And v'don es kol ha'adam l'kaf schus. And this is the yukam on every word. Again, we were learning a pedic for Talmidei Chachamim. So many questions. The topic is that isn't that for everyone? Yeah, but whatever that is, here it's even more. If you know that what you're going to say will be effective, then speak them. Bimla, but if you know that your words won't be listened to, shoyseik. Ketzad, for example, while they're angry, don't try to placate them. Don't try to have him annul his vow when he's making the vow until he calms down. You know, you're making a burial, a rabbi is making a burial. To be careful, there's words of nechumim, don't offer until after the burial. They pnei, because the people in pain are called bo, they are unsettled, and it won't be effective. Furthermore, don't look at another person while they are having a moment of their humiliation. They're already humiliated, right? Don't look at them. Look away. A person should never distort his words. Not to add, not to subtract. Ella bedivrei shalom. Bedivrei shalom is the only time where a person, right? Muter la'adam to be meshana diburai mipnei hashol. Kol shalom. Ein medaber el bedivrei chach. Or gmilas hasadim. Vecha yoitza behem. And or even if it's his sister or his daughter, because people might not know that and you'll give the wrong impression. Don't walk completely erect and with your head held high. People that take very short steps, they put their heel in front of the big toe. Benachas, the way nashim who are looking to attract attention and or gasi haruach, ki in shenemar holich v'tofloif, teilachno uberagleim taachasno, v'lo yoruts b'reshus arabim, don't run in public, v'yinoik b'minik shigoyim, or act like a madman, wild. Also, don't go over hunchback. No, it's arrogant or overly humble. Look and look down as you are in the position of prayer. In other words, don't intend not to attract attention nor waste time. Even from the way a man carries himself while they are working, it's recognizable if he is a chachma baldeya or if he's a shaitan a sachal. And if, from the way he walks, he's announcing, "I'm the big fool." Clothing, it has to be malbush na'a, it has to be nice, it has to be clean, to the point. You can't have even have one blood stain, or shamnunis, or one fat stain. But on the other hand, don't wear an overly expensive, fancy clothing like golden clothing or purple clothing. Neither the other extreme. Shuma vazes leitshav ella begodim benim imnoim. V'layiyah b'sari nirim atachas madav. Make sure that your flesh is not visible through your clothing. In other words, clothing that are see-through, like those big day pishtana kalam b'yoysen that were made in Egypt. V'layiyah begodim v'sechuv v'malarit. Don't allow your clothing to drag on the ground. The very arrogant people then would go with the clothing dragging. K'goy big day yama'aretz ella ad akevoy. The clothing should go down until your ankle, and your sleeve should go until your wrist. And that, or furthermore, until the knuckles of your fingers. Now, there's a din that people should have a beged Shabbos. If you don't have a special beged for Shabbos, so what they would do is that they would have their beged go even longer. Omikan, that even people that wear short jackets during the week, they wear a kapot on Shabbos. They would have longer. So even if you're making your garb longer for Shabbos, still doesn't justify it should drag on the ground. That's gasiru. That was very arrogant. Oh, I'm sorry. If you have to have the same garment and you have to put it down, then you can have it drag on the ground because you have nothing else. So the beged Shabbos trumps this down. Longer garments on Shabbos. Don't wear an overly patched shoe when people can see that it's very, very poor during the summer. During the winter, then you walked in the mud. No one noticed anyway. You come here during the winter. Don't go out in the marketplace perfumed. Not only not to have perfume on you, but not even perfume on your garments. Don't put perfume on your hair. However, if a person anointed themselves with something to take away the bad odor, you call that deodorant, that's okay. Also, don't walk alone at night. Gives a bad impression. Unless you're going, everyone knows that this person is giving a class on that location, they understand where you're going. It's about people who might suspect you're going for some misbehavior. He should manage his financial affairs correctly, meaning live within your means. And whatnot, don't adopt a lifestyle that is beyond your means, which will force you to work more than necessary. Imagine. That only if he has a big appetite for it. Right? As it says in Parshas, in other words, once a week is enough. If you're wealthier, then you can eat meat every day. In other words, he's not speaking about the abstinence of what we spoke about before. He's speaking about lifestyle of, if you can't afford it, if it's beyond, don't do things that are beyond your means. So it's a catch 22. So you're going to eat more meat, and you're going to get accustomed to it. You're going to have to work harder, and then that's also not healthy. This is the statement. Eat less than benefits your income. You can afford eat a little bit less, even less. You can afford even more. Dress according to your income. And to be mechabed your wife, to be mechabed your children. Buy for your kids a beautiful car. First, find a source of livelihood. Then, buy a house. And then, get married. Now, here we have a big problem with the Rambam. The Rambam brings the psukim that we know from Parsha Shoiftim. And listen to this. Whoever's familiar about Kodesh Shuki, listen to this. As it says, first, these are the people that were exempt. Then the pasuk says, "Miho isha shebana bayis chadash v'loy chanachi." Then the Torah says, "Miho isha shed eras isha v'loy lekacha." The problem is, open up a chumash, and that's not the seder in the chumash. That's the big kash on the Rambam. The chumash first speaks about bayis, and then a field. So I know we're late. Just bekitzer, there's a word in Alpi Chasidus that Shabbos. The bias of Piruchnius is referring to davening, and this is a question of what should be learned before davening, what should be learned after davening, that halachas should be learned before davening, and learning le'iyuna should be dafka after davening, connected to this topic. Another very important word that the Gedolei Yisrael bismanenu don't follow the Seder for a reason, because since compared to the way things used to be, it's a lot easier for people to have a living. There's a tremendous amount of wealth in our generation pre-Mashiach. On top of that, especially after the Holocaust, there was such a loss of Torah that the Chachamim of our times felt it important to spend time learning Torah and to get married and then to go and earn a living. And Baruch Hashem, no one is starving, and the people that are having difficulty should be blessed with the Parnas of our Chachamim. But anyways, that's the Rambam. Avolat Tipshim. First, they get married. Then if they have money, they buy a house. And then they begin looking for a parnasa. Today in America, you can be a tipish, you can't do that, because without parnasa, you can't buy a house. Even with parnasa, you can't buy a house. Michael, the chaynu amir baklalos, another raya of that order. Now this raya fits the psukim, that isha ta'areis, what does it say, shuki? The ish acher, ish kovena, right? Bayis tivne, v'loy seishaboy. Kerem tita, right? V'loy sechalolenu. Here the order is like this. Oh, that's the curse. So in other words, your action should be the opposite of the curse. Or a curse is to have the seder. Ubabrachu oimer vayidavel lo chaldrach of maskel v'hashemim. Halacha yud beis. V'asol elo adam lahafkir elahagdish kol mechassel. Person should not renounce ownership of everything that he owns and v'yatriach halabriyos. V'lo yimkor sadeh v'yikna bayis. When you have something, when you exchange it, exchange the less permanent for the more permanent. Exchange that which does not bring an income for that which does bring an income, and not the other way around. You understand? So a field brings an income. The house that the Rambam is talking about is a non-income generating house. Don't sell a field to buy a house. Don't sell a house to buy metaltolin. Don't sell it, right? Don't sell a house and do business, which is a risky way of income. Aval meichol metaltolin to buy a sada. Klolo shol davar. Yosim megamasi latzliach mechasov. You should make an effort to make sure that you improve your financial position and to be machlev that which is a color, that which is impermanent to that which is permanent, and not to look at the immediate benefit. And then you're going to lose a lot. And finally, Allah Gimel, Masoi Umatone Shal Talmud Chalchem Be'emes Ubemun. It has to be with honesty and good faith. When he says no, is a no. A yes, is a yes. Medadei Kalatzmei Becheshmen. He's stringent himself with his own accounting for himself, but for others, he's very forgiving. The noisen umavate lachenim kashiikach mehem b'li dagde kalem. He won't be too demanding of others. The noisen lemei amikach la'altan. He's going to pay immediately. And listen to the Rambam. The Rambam is, we have to give tzedakah. We have to lend money. But the Rambam is very not for becoming a guarantor. The loinasa, don't become a guarantor, or the other type of guarantor called a kavlan, as we learn in Hilchos, right? We'll learn later at the end of the Rambam. The loyovei b'harsha, don't act as a debt collector for a lender. Even if there's a scenario where a pid din toyde, you're not chayiv, pay. K'dei sheyamid b'dibure v'lo yishaneh. In order for you to keep your word, then eschayiv v'acherim b'din. And if other people are found owing you, first of all, extend them, and if need be, forgive them, lend to them. Lo yedid lo toychum enasi shachaveri. Don't encroach upon someone else's livelihood. V'lo yotzei lo adam lo oylam b'chayiv. And don't cause anyone discomfort. This is all pedik for Talmidei Chachamim. Klal Yishol David. Yehei min ha-nerdofim v'le min ha-roitim. You should be amongst those who are pursued and not the pursuers. Min ha-ne'elovim, those who accept humiliation and never from those who humiliate others. V'odom sh'oysa kol ha-maisim ha-ilu ha-chayitza v'hem olov ha-kosev v'aymed. V'yem li avdi otom. Yisrael, Yid, asher b'choy spotted through whom I, God, am glorified with. Yashikoyach. We continue.